At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with today? His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's it going with you?
I'm good. I'm trying. Oh, I forgot to put on my ring light for Crappens On Demand. I'm all shadowy and murky.
Ooh.
I know. So many things hidden in behind my eyes.
You are. You're having a very artistic day here on Crappens On Demand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
So Crappens On Demand means that you guys can come watch this video if you want to. Just go on Patreon. Be sure to be signed up on the Crappens On Demand level and you'll get it. Also, for our bonus episodes, we've been doing Below Deck Sailing. If anyone is missing that, that's on our regular bonus feed. Just go sign up. It's cheap for $1. You get all the bonuses. For $5, you get all the Crappens On Demand. Just be sure to cap the amount that you're willing to spend at the end of the month, at the end of your sign-up, okay? Thanks to everybody who does do that to support us. We love you guys. And we love doing these videos and stuff. And guess what else we love? We love being live with you as people in the audience, all together, and us as people, and not just faces or voices or whatever. So we are continuing our tour, is what I'm trying to say. Next week, we are off to Philadelphia. March 17th, we're going to be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore Theater. We're going to be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey. Then March 18th in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Theater, we're going to be recapping Real Housewives of Orange County. And then the next night in Pittsburgh, we have a change. We announced that it was going to be Summer House, but guess what? Summer House is not on next week, which I feel like, why would they do that to me?
It's weird.
And you personally. Okay.
Like, literally, it's going to be the first episode after Daylight Savings Time, and they're going to like not have it. Like, Daylight Savings Time is like, summer is coming. And then they don't have an episode. It's so rude.
It is rude. We were so excited to do Summer House, but we are no longer doing that. So go to our Instagram at Watch What Crappens to vote for what you want. We're going to do a classic episode, but we don't know if it's going to be OC or Jersey. We figured since those are both on, we're going to do either an OC or New Jersey. Okay. So come pick for your favorite city to be recapped in Philadelphia. And then...
No, in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. Sorry. Thank you, Ben. And then after that, right after that, really, we're going to Denver, then San Francisco, Detroit, Columbus, Cleveland, and we're ending this whirlwind in Texas with a 3-day stint starting at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. So Just for Laughs, Texas branch over here in Austin. We're going to be doing that and then going to Houston and then going to Dallas in April. So... Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to buy tickets. If you want merch, concert merch shirts, we've got Trixie Monocle shirts. We've also got Hunky Dory tour shirts with all the cities on the back and stuff. New Crappies leggings, new Watch What Crappens leggings, coffee mugs, all sorts of really cool stuff. Go to crappensmerch.com for that stuff.
I'm holding one up. I'm being Vanna White right now. Well, actually, Vanna White does not hold up coffee mugs, but you get the point. Yeah, that stuff's really cool. So yeah, we're really excited.
I'm also wearing a Hey Betch, which is one of our limited shirts from back in the day. I'm wearing that today. So look at us. We're having a merch day. Oh, also, I wanted to announce one of our friends has written a book, Mr. Danny Pellegrino from the Everything's Iconic podcast. I'm sure you guys know who he is. He's amazing. This is him. He's very handsome. He's very hot. He's very sweet.
Yeah.
He's also a very talented, very funny guy. His book is called How Do I Unremember This? Unfortunately, True Stories. And those stories are of Danny Pellegrino.
Yeah. The trials and tribulations of Danny Pellegrino. Yeah, Danny is a friend of the pod. He has subbed many times for both of us, and he's been on the Crappies, and we're just like, we're just friends. Good old-fashioned friends.
And he was last night in person.
He was,
in
and
a chair.
The View. And The View on top of that as well, his like lifelong dream. So very exciting for him. So we always like supporting our friends because we are women who support other women. Okay. So go get that book.
Yeah, go Danny.
Get it on the top bestsellers. Absolutely.
Okay, so let us get into Real Housewives of New Jersey, which is today's recap.
Mm-hmm. Big one. Lots of fun. Great episode. Things are rolling along. Previously, the thing where we left off was that we're at the pink party, Melissa's pink party, and Tracy just told Teresa, like, basically, like, you know, you got to have your back. You got to have your brother's back sometimes. You know, that's the gist of what she's saying. And Teresa, of course, all what Teresa hears is, you're a fucking terrible sister. Everyone hates you. And, like, no one in your family likes you. So, of course, she, like, you know, starts crying and walks away.
Well, I have to say, what I think Teresa just does not like being called out, especially by somebody that she doesn't know. And also, she can't really argue with that. Like, you know, you hit Teresa with logic and it's, you know, it's just a very confusing thing to her. So instead of arguing, she just walks out and pretends she's crying, which, of course, she's not really crying. But also, you know, Teresa is wrong in this situation. But Tracy, shut up. Who asked you? Like, who are you even? Like, if you came up to me and started telling me how I'm supposed to behave with my family, fuck off, lady. Okay.
We do want that from a Real Housewives wannabe, is that they just come in and they're not afraid to ask questions. But there's just something about Tracy where I feel like it's not earned yet. I don't know why.
It's not.
I think
earned,
it's a lack of personality.
It's not earned, and it's just a Melissa kiss-ass friend. You know, like, I get it if you come on and you're like Teresa's friend, because Teresa's the queen of the show. You know, I kind of get the Jen kissing ass, even though it's always been annoying. But the fucking Melissa kissing ass? Melissa can't even stand on her own as a housewife without Joe Gorga there. I truly believe that. So that for Melissa to have a hanger-on with this stupid loyalty fight, which it just makes me crazy.
She can't even get her sisters to be like notable presences on the show. Like, it's been years, and her sisters show up like one episode. She can't even get them sort of like roped into this madness. So, you know, Tracy, it's not like she picked the wrong horse. She just picked a boring horse. It's almost like you went to the track and everyone put their money on all the different horses, and she put her money on like a chair. And you're like, Tracy, that's not the. It's just not the one in the race that we're caring about.
Yeah. So we open with Louis and Tree walking on the dock while Teresa's pretending to cry. And of course, she's dropped it already. She's dropped the tears. And she's like, you're always coming at me. And he's like, babe, you know, I know. But when they talk, maybe you should maybe try to listen a little. I don't know. I mean, you're already talking to another woman. So I would suggest just talking down to her. But...
She's like, I am. I always listen. And it's like, they're always right. I'm always wrong. And like, I don't want to fight with family. Okay. I don't want to fight with family.
It's like, no one was fighting. No one was saying that you're fighting with family. They're just like, hey, could you just like show up a little bit more? But that's all she hears is that anytime someone confronts her, all she hears is you're not loyal and you're fighting with your family or like you're not part of this family or something like that. But like, that's not what this was about.
Yeah. So then, of course, Marge over in the background is like, okay, what happened? What's going on? What happened? What's happened? Where's Teresa? What's she doing? Are they fighting? Have they talked about the video? Have they talked about TVs? What is going on? And Tracy's like, Teresa's crying. Why? What happened? Was it the video? Did you see? Did you take a video of it with your phone? Tell me. I need to know.
Tracy's like, well, I just, you know, I feel bad because she walked out crying. So Tracy, I think this is why we don't respect her, because I think that we just don't really respect the Real Housewives or wannabes who like come hard at someone and then are like, oh, I feel bad. It's like we want them just to come hard and just like and just stay hard, you know?
Yeah, I want to see you coming hard over your own. I don't like saying that, coming hard. I mean, I don't want to see you coming hard, okay? But if you're going to fight with somebody and you're going to make up some stupid fight, at least make it your own. Like, you don't like the way Teresa looked at you, or you don't like the way that Teresa's ignoring you, something. But to make it about somebody, you're not even involved, lady. So yeah. Gorga walks up to Teresa and Louie, and he's like, come on, I don't want you to cry, huh? Come on, I can't do nothing with that. Girl's crying. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Girl's crying, huh?
He's like, sometimes I just want a sister, okay? You understand? Like, a crook to me? I mean, I work like a dog. I do doggy style to Melissa. I work every now and then. But somebody said, you know, if somebody said that about me, I could never be around them, Teresa.
Yeah, and if someone ever called you a crook, I mean, I would never hang out with them. That's why I don't hang out with judges, right?
So she's like,
what? She's like, well, I know you're not. So you should just like walk with your head up high, you know, and say, be like, fuck what she said.
Teresa is saying, you're clearly not a crook. So just be like, you know, just be like, oh, who cares? Like, I'm proud of my good upstanding working skills, which is just so funny that like when people are asking for Teresa to stand up for them, her whole vibe is like, why should I have to stand up for you? Like, you should just stand up for yourself, be proud, because you know it's wrong, because that's what you did last week. When it goes the other way around, she wants complete loyalty and she wants everyone to stand up. She like literally wants like every barista in Starbucks to like stand up and start a brawl in her honor, you know?
I mean, it was a minute ago. You know what I mean? Like, her hypocrisy, it's not even, she doesn't even give it a rest, you know? It's like, yeah, 1 minute since she was just screaming at Joe for not having her back about the video. Then she's like, why should I have your back? Just hold your head up, guys. So he's literally, like, and Gorga, of course, agrees. He's like, that's coming from a woman who yelled at Margaret just for asking questions about Louie. Like, are you kidding me? So he's like, listen, I'm not going to argue with you, but you got to understand, she's evil. She's evil, bro. All right.
And
well, she didn't maliciously try to say that about you.
Wait, so Jennifer, when she called him a crook, and she posted it on her Instagram, she didn't do it maliciously. It was just an informational campaign for everyone, which actually, that's actually fair. That's actually fair. Like, he's a contractor and he's a crook. That is okay. Maybe Teresa has a point.
So Melissa's like, well, you do what you, because Melissa's now there, of course. And so she's like, well, you do what you want with your friend, but I can't be around her. And Teresa says, well, if you don't want me to talk to her anymore, I won't. Just say it. And they're like, no, you're an adult. You talk to who you want. You know, I just want, like, family to back me up, because that's what family do.
Yeah, I just want my family to back me up. That's what brothers and sisters do. The few things that brothers and sisters do, they back each other up. They're there when they need each other. And sometimes they make out when they're kids. You know, it just happens.
They make out on prom night if there's nobody else. Am I right?
Any port in a storm, even a sort of gross port, if you think about it.
Meatballs in the attic.
Hey, you know something? Meatballs in the attic. So Teresa's like, she's like, well, I don't want you to think that I never have your back, which is funny because she literally never has his back in any situation for the past 10 years.
So back to the party, everybody's taking pictures, and Teresa, you know, has to be holding Louie's hand in every single picture that they're in. Yep. And Tracy pulls her aside, and Teresa's just blinking at her like, who this? Who is it?
Hey, the Torsia lamp's trying to talk to me.
So Tracy's like, can we talk? She's like, but I just, you know what? I don't want to fight with family, all right?
She's like, well, I'm just saying that I think the best thing that you could have done in that moment is don't say that about my brother. You know what I'm saying? So then Margaret walks up and she's got full, like, Are you all right? Are you, what's going on here? Okay, I need to get some information. What's going on? What's going on? Does anyone want an iced coffee? I feel like this entire pink party. How about we make it a light tan party? We have coffee everywhere. Okay, there's no coffee yet to be seen. That was for you, Joan. A little coffee humor for you, Joan.
I mean, what's wrong with Teresa? I'm telling Teresa that she should have been more of, I'm right here. Yeah, I'm just asking you, Tracy, because Teresa doesn't even know what's going on. All right. Just diagnose it and tell me what's wrong with her. All right. Give me the log line. All right. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Teresa, don't put your coat on top of Tracy. She's not a coat rack. She's a human being. Okay. So Teresa's like,
well, last night when she brought up the whole video thing, like my family, like they didn't say nothing. Okay.
And Tracy's like, well, no, they were bringing it up out of concern, you know?
Yeah. But there is no concern. And Marge is like, listen, Teresa, you open up Instagram and the video's everywhere. Okay, it's like everywhere. She's like, I never saw it.
Open up Instagram right now. Do it.
Okay, I'm going to open it up. Huh, let's see. I see some Ritz crackers. I see a head of lettuce.
No, that's Instacart. Okay, you're looking in the wrong place, Teresa.
She's like, you're telling me you never saw this? And she's like, nah. And then she tells us, I swear to my kids, I never watched it. Because I don't even care about it. Okay, first of all, you just lied on your kids. Of course yes. You watched it. And second of all, if only things we cared about showed up on our Instagram feeds, the damn app would be blank on my phone. Like, I don't care about any of the shit I see on Instagram. You saw the video on Instagram.
Do you know how much content I get about the UFC on Instagram? I'm not interested in the UFC. I support those who are interested in UFC, but I am not. And I'm constantly being served like, hey, you might be interested in this guy who just got his head beaten up by some other guy. Like constantly like, welcome to the Octagon. I don't need to see that. Okay. So I guarantee that Teresa was served her own boyfriend in a viral video.
Yeah. And when she says she never saw it, it's like, uts. So Teresa even adds, she is on social media and she never saw it. Right.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure one of Gia's friends or probably her boyfriend was like, have you seen this about the guy your mom's dating? I guarantee Gia's seen it.
And it's not like it's just on Instagram. Teresa is, she's so narrow-minded. She's like, it's only on Instagram. Marge said Instagram, so I'm just going. It was like in People magazine. You know what I mean? Like, you see it when you check out from the grocery store, okay?
Yeah. So Teresa's like,
you know what? If I don't want to talk about something, you guys should respect that.
Which, I'm like, I feel like there's hypocrisy in her past on that point, but I can't recall it right now, so I'm gonna just drink more coffee and maybe that'll like kickstart my brain cells a little bit, because amazingly they're not like popping right now after watching Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Well, you know, it's amazing because with Real Housewives of New Jersey, all you really have to do is go back to history. I mean, it's kind of like real life, right? Just go look back in the history books to watch it repeat. Because if you're ever confused about when Teresa is a fucking hypocrite about anything she says, just yell prostitution whore. I mean, it really works for every situation.
That actually is. I mean, talk about a situation like Danielle Staub. Our poor, sweet, innocent Danielle Staub.
Never did really a thing did not- to anybody.
Listen, she didn't want to talk about that. Okay. And Teresa definitely pushed. How about when Danielle Staub tried to not talk to Teresa at the Posh Fashion Show? Because we both obviously recently watched this because we're going to recap it in Asbury Park. And Teresa was the one who tried to force that conversation with little help from Kim G. The point is this hypocrisy. Okay. I had too much coffee. I went over the line. Okay, Joe, guess what? I crossed the line in the coffee. Okay. Did too much.
So Marge is like, why are you mad at me? Like, you think that I brought that shit up to hurt you and Louis? Because, like, he seemed upset, you know? And I feel like you must have told him something. Like, I'm a piece of shit or something. And that's why he's so mad at me. And she goes,
well, yeah, because he was the one that said something. And obviously, he knows what's going on with Belle and Jennifer. Because he knows what you said to Jen.
So, if it's conceivable that Louis has found out something through the rumor mill about what Margaret had said to Jen, I think it's conceivable then, Teresa, that you have heard about or seen this video. So Margaret's like, what I said to Jennifer? I mean, the only reason I said that is because of like years she was just being horrible to me. Everything about me. Okay, hey, oh, here comes Heather Gay from Salt Lake City. Horrible, horrible things. Thank you, Heather. That was great. I really liked your emphasis there.
Did you notice that Teresa is nervous talking to Marge? Teresa looks really nervous because Marge is not going to back down. Marge is one of the first people in a long time. Well, I guess Jackie didn't either, but Teresa wasn't really ever afraid of Jackie. But she seems to have something with Marge where she kind of gets nervous and twitchy and backs down. Because she's like, well, you know how to cut people too, right? Like, you put something out there about somebody, like, you don't know how they're going to come back at you.
I think with Marge, she has, like, it's not that she has more authority than someone like Jackie, because Jackie actually really does not back down. I feel like she almost doesn't get enough credit for how, like, she really stands her ground in, like, many arguments. But Margaret, she just sort of has, like, there's, like, a threat of danger with Margaret a little bit. More than I think we've appreciated, because she can throw things. She can get loud. She can get vicious. She can, like, do all the things. And she's, like, not afraid to do any of those things. And on top of that, she's also a fan favorite. So Teresa knows she's going up against a lot more with Margaret than she does with someone like Jackie.
Well, and also Jackie cries, right, in her fights. Jackie, like, how could you do this? And Teresa, I think, probably respects Marge on a level that she knows that Marge will sue her at some point. Like, but, you know, Marge knows lawyers, you know?
But if you think about it, like, Jackie has very frequently had, like, great zingers to Teresa that have just, like, totally, like, shut Teresa up, which has been like, huh, 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 like, so many times.
Did you learn really that in jail?
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, last week about, like you said he put his dick in someone else. She's like, she did, you know, like, moments like that all the time. She really doesn't get credit for those moments the way other people do.
Well, after last season, I think Jackie really sticking up to her and doing the whole, gee, it does coke in the bathroom thing. Why here? Teresa's not going there. You know, Teresa's not going there either. So Teresa's really only going to have. Yeah, she's really only going to have Tracy and the eventual turn on Jen. And she'll probably have some Dolores issues because Dolores is all over the place this season.
She really is. Well, she's emotional. So so now we go over to probably the moment you've been waiting for all season, Ronnie. The Aiden's
house. An eagle!
Olivia, the swimming eagle.
Olivia just screaming, I'm an eagle, and then, like, belly flopping into the pool or jackknifing or whatever she did into the pool. So fun. And that's so kids too, you know. And she's like, okay. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a headstand split, but then I'm going to do, like, the splits, but then I'm going to do it into, like, an underwater, like, cartwheel, but then, like, a flip, and then, like, a stand on the one hand, and then an eagle mouse. And they're like, okay, we're watching.
They've been there for hours watching Olivia's water show. Hours and hours. So Olivia's like, hey, where's Teresa and Louis? And Jennifer's like, oh, what, baby? They had to go to Melissa's pink party, and we're not going to go. We're going to just have our own pink party because we're going to have family night, baby.
And Jennifer cannot even fake it at this point. She's like, we're having our own pink party. And so Bill's like, you're okay with not going to pink party? And she's like, nah, I don't want to go. I'm happy here watching the eagle do splits to whatever the heck it is Olivia just did in the pool. Don Julio's coming to the shindig, ain't it, baby?
The eagle has landed and now gone underwater, and now the eagle has done a headstand, baby.
And she tells us that she has no interest in going to this party, but that doesn't mean that she's not mad at Bill for not defending her. And she's like, I'm tired of putting on a bad face for my kids and pretending everything's been okay with us, but clearly it's not. Didn't you just have to fly to Taiwan or something for your nose surgery? Like, Turkey. Where did she end up going for her nose
she
surgery?
She went to Turkey for her brave face.
Turkey. Sorry, I knew it was with a T.
That's a T country.
That was
she went
the
to Turkmenistan.
That was the first problem in the marriage. When you're flying to Turkey for your nose job, when your husband does them.
Yeah, in Paramus.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go back to the pink party of the season, and just more photos, like a lot of selfies happening. A lot of it's like selfies, but also the photo booth thing, but also a step and repeat, but then also like more selfies. And then we see Teresa and Louis, And she just comes up to him and she's like,
oh my God, I'm really having withdrawals from you. And like, and guess what she said? It must be because
she like mumbles something that not even the closed captions can pick up, but it's something sexual that she's trying to be sexual with Louis. And he's like, what? 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 He's like very alarmed. He's so on edge.
I know all the rumors about Louis is that he's like stalkery and love bomby and just too much and always wants sex and this and that. And I'm like, well, you met your match, you know, like everyone's so worried about Teresa. But I'm like, a lot of this describes Teresa's behavior, you know, so yeah. You never know. There's a lid for every, you know, pot.
Especially hypocritical pots.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't believe there's a lid for every pot. I don't think that's a true thing, but I know I know what you're trying to say.
Well, anyone with pots knows that that's not true.
It's a lie.
You can never find the right lid, you know. Or I guess maybe that speaks to my personal life. I don't know.
No, I think it's a lie that's been pushed on us by the lid industry, because actually it's no, there's not a lid for every pot. We know that. And yeah. For every Tupperware, no, lies.
But there are pots that you just keep around, even though they're like kind of rusted inside, and you know they'll probably kill you at some point. But you know what? They're the easiest.
They have like a nice shape. They have like a certain capacity that's just like their rim is just like the right height for when you're stirring, and they have a nice capacity. Yeah, it's like that pot that just sticks around.
Yeah, I sense that pot is this relationship, you know. So they could just be the rusty pot that doesn't need a lid.
The rusty pot that doesn't slosh that much.
Yeah.
So it gets to stay.
So then the other girls are talking on probably like 2 feet away from where all this is going on. And Jackie's like, so let's talk about last night, because remember when Jen grabbed your wrist? And she's like, yeah, guess what Bill did? Walked off.
Yeah. They're making fun of Bill for not being a man. Yeah,
well, at least he didn't try to fight with a woman like your husband. Ma'am, I don't know that I'd be like cock walking around here if I were you, but whatever.
I think the point is that neither of these guys are really a poster child of what we want out of our men. So then we have Tiki. Tiki, this is the episode where Tiki's like, okay, I guess I should try to make an effort a little bit. So he's like, he's talking to the guys. I like your Tiki face. You're already getting into Tiki face. You're already like, okay, time to get into character. I'm Tiki Barber.
Well, I'm charming Tiki Barber. Hi.
I mean, and he's like, so what happened with Bill and Jennifer after we left? And Frank's like, quite honestly, nothing bad. Nothing bad. I mean, I texted him all day long and I haven't heard back from him. So he's probably pretty mad right now. That's my boy. Yeah.
And the guys are gossiping, and Gorga's like, you know what? I love Bill, but like Jennifer, she crossed the line, all right? She called me a crook, okay? A crook. Speaking of just flipping open Instagram, done it lately? Because everyone's been calling you a crook, okay? There's a whole website called Fame Horgas dedicated to you two. So Frank, which is probably written by Teresa, well,
or Kim G,
translated by somebody else from Teresa speak, you know.
Yeah.
So Frank's like, you know, I just don't know what Bill wants. I don't know why he wants to get involved in women's business. You know, he gets paid to do their redo their mouth, not what comes out of their mouth. You know what I'm saying?
And Joe Gorga's like, you know, I understand you don't want to get involved in your wife's drama. But then she calls me a crook, kicks me out of a house, and you do nothing about it? That's fucked up, man. We're supposed to be friends. We're supposed to have strange male sexual chemistry. This is fucked up, bro.
Yeah, he goes, you know what? Bill should have went, stop! You know, hey, Jen, what are you doing? That's what the wolf pack does, all right? That's what the wolf pack does.
I didn't know that they became the wolf pack. I didn't know we were moving into Twilight territory over here.
Yeah, I really didn't either. It's like, what's not fresh? What's like not fresh? Wolf. Well, like spoiled wolf? No.
Musty wolf.
Spoilt. Musty wolf.
Dank wolf.
Expired wolf.
Expire. Salmonella causing wolf.
So Frank's like, yeah, no matter what happens between us and our wives, None of us have ever allowed ourselves to get talked into doing railings when we're not ready to. And also, don't come in between us. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? Come on, guys. You know what? We got to call Bill. We got to call Bill. Anybody want to call Bill? Let's call Bill. Wolfpack. Wolfpack, boys. All right.
They're all going to get on little bicycles and ride down to the strip club. Like, they'll put like baseball cards in their spokes. Like, all right, guys, let's go on an adventure. Oh, we wound up at the strip club. Okay.
The Wolfpack's passing.
Wolfpack. Just all over the road. Everyone's like honking their horns. Like, get these middle-aged guys off the road.
Yep. So Tiki's like, all right, you know what I think we need to do? I think we need to calm down a little bit. You know, anybody have a shirt I could iron? I'll take a pink shirt. Why is Tiki always wearing two watches? Did you notice that?
Because he's got a twin brother. So one is in case he runs into his twin. That way they could be matchy-matchy. That's my theory.
Oh, I was believing you.
He does have a twin brother.
So you think if he walks into his... What? So they could be matchy? I mean,
He does have a twin brother, but my theory was fully a Ben theory. It was not actually verified by any sort of documentation about Tiki and Rondé Barber.
Oh, but I like it.
He just has one on just in case he runs into his brother.
Yeah. He's like, wait, I'm me because I'm wearing two watches.
This way I can always know what time it is where Rondé is. Tiki time and Rondé time.
So they decide they're going to call him and... they're like, well, should we call Louie over too? And Frank's like, yeah, call him over. Lalore, come over here. Lalore,
where are you, Delore? Where are you? Huh? Where are you, Delore? Lalore, where are you?
Lalore. So Louie comes over and Gorga's like, hey, we're going to go out for guys tonight. Are you winning? You a guy or not? You take shots? You got nuts? You masturbating right now? When was the last time you jerked off? Tell me. Let me feel.
And Louie is so, you know, I think like Louie is so nervous. My read on Louie a little bit is that he wasn't a cool kid in high school, but like after high school, he kind of like learned to play the part, or he sort of became one of these people who like became his own person and stepped out of the shadow of that. But he's still uncomfortable in these like cool guy moments. Like, and I'm not saying this to give him any sympathy because I don't trust this guy for shit. I'm just saying like that's my read on him. For anyone who cared about today's edition of Ben's read on Louie, that was it. You just got it.
Yeah, my theory is that he's a piece of shit. Okay. I don't really care why.
They both work together. Yeah,
I don't care why. So Louie hears guys night and he just rips off his shirt. He's like, all right, who's going to TikTok it? And they're like, Louie, whoa, my man. All right. You can keep your shirt on. All right. Let's do a shot. What guys? Wolfpack guys.
Wolfpack. So Melissa's looking from afar and she's like, oh my God, there's such a boy gang. And then Gorga's looking. Then we go back to Gorga and he's like, hey, look at Frank. Okay. Look, he's got more food. I'm sorry. I'm doing the Frank voice. I'm overwhelmed, Ronnie. Gorga's like, hey, there's so much wolf pack. There's so much testosterone happening. I'm just like,
it's a very guy heavy episode.
No, he's like, hey, look there he is. Look at Frank, guys. Got more food on his shirt than in his stomach.
And Frank's like, yeah, look at your husband. He was standing up when he wiped his mouth on my shirt.
And then okay. Jackie goes, yeah, we have some amazing husbands. They're just great. Wolfpack.
Yeah. All winning. You're all winning over there. So now it's like people doing mom things.
I just want to say one thing. I thought it was very so Melissa that when Jackie says we've got some great husbands, it was so Melissa that she goes, yeah, you know what? It's a shame that Jennifer took Bill away from that because he could have been having fun too. This is her doing. Listen, we come for Jennifer for almost everything, but like, let's not make this like Bill is the victim that he couldn't be with his wolf pack tonight. Come on now.
You charged her with an axe, as I recall. So now they're all doing like it's the beginning of an episode things. Jen is teaching Gabby how to scrub a toilet. She's like, if you can poop on it, then you did it right. Now it's just 17 to go, baby.
I know, seriously. Learning how to scrub toilets in that household is not a good thing. That means you could be doing it for like 5 hours every day with all those toilets.
Yes. If anything is going to get me going back to pooping in a hole in the backyard like the pioneers, it's going to be having to clean 18 toilets. Okay? I'll be like, I would rather just dig and cover it up.
Yeah. Sarah Plantenthal has seen a lot. She saw a lot. So then... So then Evan, we go over to Jackie's house, and Evan's like giving shoes, sneakers to his kids, and he like sticks one into his face, like as just like, haha, like prank, made you smell your own sneaker. And Jackie's like, you're cruel. And then this is one of my favorite things. Did you notice this, Ronnie? We then got some like B-roll of around Jersey, and we got this shot of like a park or something, or actually it was a street, and there was like a pedestrian crossing sign. Did you see this, Ronnie?
Uh-uh.
So, you know, pedestrian crossing, like the diamond sign with like a guy walking. Yeah. And there was like some like white graffiti on the leg of the pedestrian. And it made it look like the pedestrian was in a cast. And I was like, wow.
You don't even remember? I've already said this in a Jersey recap. Do you not remember?
Did you really? Yes. Did you forget I've been past? So they're just recycling I felt like.
Yes. Even the pedestrian has a cast on in Jersey.
Remember? That's probably why I like thought of that joke. It's like
the Frank pedestrian song. They came after the pedestrian because it hadn't paid its construction bills.
Did you forget the signs from Patterson?
Wow. Yes, well, I'm sorry. I have seen that, and thank you for the compliment from 4 weeks ago.
I was totally listening, Ronnie. I was totally listening, okay?
But yeah, that pedestrian sign is funny.
That's hilarious.
It does look like funny. It has a cast on. So funny.
Anyhow.
That's funny. That's so being married, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we only talk for like 12 hours every week to each other. So it is very funny.
My mom's like, how was your morning? I'm like, good. I made toast with cheese on it, some scrambled eggs. She's like, you did? No, you did. You know, it's just in my picture, my text.
I know. Just, I'm like, I walked Bueller today. It was great. It's like, no, that was Ronnie who did that.
So then we go over to Marge and Marge Sr. having lunch. And Marge is like, you know what? I don't know if they have mocktails. Waiter, do you have mocktails? You know what, by the way, what's up with Teresa? What's up with Teresa? Have you seen her? Have you heard anything? Have you seen the video? Do you have Instagram? Will you open it? What
projection?
Happens?
Is there a projector that we could put up? Well, we do a projector. Okay, I think I have one he's going to enjoy. Like, everyone, okay, everyone, we're going to watch a video, okay, everyone? And then you can have a mocktail. All of the mocktails around me, okay? Okay, fire the video.
And this is the least thirsty waiter we've had on Bravo. It's an older guy, and he just goes, passion fruit, that will be fine. And they're like, yeah, you know what? Passion fruit's going to be good. You know what? I'm going to need a little more passion in your delivery next time you come back. I've never heard passion fruit said in such a droll, done voice. Okay.
Marge was really working on that the cilantro in her teeth this episode, by the way. A lot of the, you know, a lot of that she was working on. Oh, by the way, really sad news. I had to uproot all my cilantro in my garden box today because it was filled with aphids. That's the sort of day I'm having. But it also feels like it's like that's so Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, of course, I'm going to be talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey today while I'm dealing with an aphid infestation. Doesn't really have anything to do with the show. So Margaret is like,
I have the Sophia's aphid salad.
Why do those aphids try to make me fight with my family?
So Margaret is, well, she's with Marge Sr. And Marge Sr. has been working every day in the pandemic because like 2 weeks into it, she landed a gig for an essential business. Okay, she works at a wine distributor. And, you know, wine is essential for life as far as Marge Sr. is concerned. Okay, that was for you, Joan. A little wine joke for you up there in heaven.
I'd like the Sophia salad. All right, you know what? And we're going to have this fettuccine because it's got rock shrimp in it. And the mom's like, and mushrooms. And mushrooms. It's got mushrooms as well. Okay. So bring those over. It has mushrooms, right? Does Teresa like mushrooms? Have you heard? Have you heard anything about Teresa? Does she like those? Okay. We'll find out. Come back to me. Circle back, passion fruit.
Now, I'm very curious about the salad. You say that it has little Teresa's in it? Oh, I'm sorry. Rock shrimp? Okay, got it. So they're talking about Margaret's asking her mom about if she's like dating anyone or anything, and she's not. And Margaret's like, well, it's because you're bitchy, okay? How are we gonna get you to get someone? You're just overly opinionated, ma'am.
She's like, well, there's nothing wrong with being opinionated, Margaret. She's like, but you scare people, Mom. All right, yeah, you scare people. You know, but you could be more like me. Look at me. I'm not scaring nobody at any time. All right.
With very few opinions, okay? Famously very few opinions and not scary at all, okay? I don't make anyone nervous, especially not like the star of the show who is very scary, okay?
Mm. So she tells her, you know, people are talking about Teresa. And I just told her, people are talking about this video. And now everybody's having a fit at me. I mean, there was a huff off. There was a huff off. I'm just going to say it now.
It's a big huff off, Mom. Marge Sr. is like, well, you know what? I've read a few things about Teresa. And she goes, well, let me tell you something. I told her point blank. You know what, Teresa? Everybody's talking. And she had a fucking fit at me. She had the huff off. Did I just say that? The huff off? She had the huff off. So then we go over to Asbury Park to see what Teresa's up to while this is all happening.
Pliables. Which I think is funny because, you know, Teresa's like, hey, you want to go to Playables? Yeah, player, yeah.
Well, I also like if you say Pliables, it also sort of sounds like you're saying pliable, which is also like Teresa.
Yeah, Pliables. Is the new Housewives spinoff that they don't want to name Housewives. The Pliables of New Jersey. So she's, first I wrote Tree and Friend go to Pliables, but it's Gia. I still can't with Gia being grown up. It's weird. I don't like
it. It's very weird. She's like getting more and more grown up. She's just like more Jersey-ish than she's ever been. She's got like all the highlights. She's got like the lipstick and everything. So they sit down and they're like talking about Gia and her boyfriend Christian, who's going to be coming into town. They're going to be doing a picnic soon, because I guess and then they met at the Jersey Shore at a friend's house, and Teresa's like,
so what are you going to do for your first year?
And Gia's like, I think we're going to do a helicopter ride around New York City.
You're going to do a helicopter? Oh, I did that on your dad for the last few years we was married. It works. It works. Yeah. By the way, when I said first year, I meant the first year that you wind up in jail from this guy, because that's sort of what happens in Jersey, huh? So what are you going to do in that first year in jail?
So Gia's like, what are you and Louie doing for your first year anniversary? And she's like, I don't know yet, but you know what? Like, you like him. Like, he's great, right? Right? You like him? Right? You like him? Right?
And Gia's like, you know what? She's doing her finger thing. And she's like, honestly, it's step by step. You know, you're not really ready to be engaged, right? You're not ready to be engaged, right, Mom? And she's like,
blink, blink. Blink, 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 blink.
She's like been ready for like five months.
She's like, you've already talked about it with him, haven't you, Mom? She's like,
yeah, well, yeah. Because you said that if Nono was alive, he would want us to be engaged if we moved in together. So I was just listening to you.
And then we go back to Margaret. She's like, you know what? On the surface, everything seems great between the two of them. And by great, I mean like terrible, okay? But they just bought a house together. But they're like red flags and stuff just came out. And Margie goes, more? And she's like, even more stuff? Damn. It's every single day.
So whoever posted this video also posted, there's a video, okay, basically. Okay, supposedly he hit his fiancée in front of her daughter. And whoever posted this also posted a letter where Louis is apologizing for doing something awful to the fiancée. And the implication is that this awful thing is that he hit her. Cilantro, cilantro, cilantro in my teeth. Sucking in my cheeks.
Is there an aphid in my teeth? Cilantro, cilantro. So then we go back to Teresa, and she's like,
this is the thing, okay? I really don't care what people think, which is why I'm, like, so even, like so even-keeled when people talk about what they think about, you know? And, like, sometimes, like, something came up with the girls the other night, and, like, Margaret brought up Louise past.
Yeah, but who cares, Mom? Like, who even cares, though? She goes, I don't care, all right? I don't care. Because all I care about
is Louie, my cat, and his cat.
You don't care. My legs hurt the next day after making fun of you popping out of your seat 19 times the other night, ready to murder somebody. You care. You care.
When does the playable start?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Margaret's like, you know what? I just want her to be happy, and I want the girls to be happy, and I also want to expose this guy and read him for filth. Okay, that's all I want.
So now we get to go to Dolores's 18-level home for a scene with her parents. So they come in, and, you know, they're probably pissed because the first thing they have to do is walk upstairs to get to the kitchen. Okay.
I know. The poor mom, who we find out later on has a 90% blockage, has to go up these stairs. Oh, my goodness. Val must have been dying.
But I love Val. She's like, oh
it's so nice, isn't it? Look at the home. Oh, it's beautiful, Dolores.
Dolores, it's beautiful, Dolores. It's beautiful. And then they're getting a little tour, and the dad's like, that's the elevator, huh? There's an elevator. Oh, you got a balcony? Okay, let me see. Let me see. It's nice. It's nice, Val. I like it. Yeah. It's nice. Where do you keep the cookies, huh?
Such a nice balcony. If I had this balcony, this is where I would say my rosaries every day.
So they go down to eat, and they're congratulating her. And she's like,
you've always wanted your own place, Dolores, and now you've got it.
She's like, it's good, but you know what? I'm just so up in the air, Ma. I mean, the pool can't even be delivered because of COVID. I mean,
I nearly broke 5 ribs because I fell off the staircase in the other house. Frank still hasn't put in a railing. It's getting to be a real problem. And, you know, but it's getting there. It's getting there. You know, COVID. COVID.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing for you.
I was like, whoa. But she's talking to the dog. And, of course, she ends up feeding the dog. The subplot through this whole thing is the mom and the dog. You know, she's like,
okay, come here. Get a little pet. I'll feed you. That's all you're going to get. I don't want to hear another thing about it.
Hey, Ma, did you feed the dog?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing that Valerie does. She goes, yeah. I'm like, what's the big deal? Yeah. Yeah. So then Dolores is like, why is it that house, like the house that she lives in, why is it with that house, you know what, I hate to talk about it. And the dad, Larry, is like, memories. It could be that you had like a bad taste in your mouth, in Dolores, over certain things. You had a bad taste, you know, sort of like that dog that your mother just fed 3 Oreos to. I don't think the dogs like chocolate.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that house, it's true. There were times that Frank was unbearable. All right. He's like, and that's when you broke up. She goes, no. Right before that, Frank was an animal. I mean, most men, when they want to leave, they take it out on the family. But there were things I just didn't tell my father about it. I mean, my father was a cop. He would have strangled Frank.
Yeah. She's like, you know, I couldn't do anything right. I couldn't clean right. I couldn't cook right. Gabriella couldn't put her toys away wrong. I couldn't walk down the stairs right. I couldn't install railings right. Okay, I couldn't install pebble tile right. I couldn't finish house construction right. Wait, I think actually I'm just in the present tense now, aren't I?
I can't even chop up like a half a bread alligator correctly, apparently, if Frank was here. You know, thankfully, he's not. Mom, you enjoying your unevenly cut alligator that's shoved full of pepperoni and mozzarella?
Loved it. Did you love it, George? Do not ask me for another bite.
Dolores is saying, Dolores says that her dad probably wanted to, wanted to strangle Frank.
Yeah, like, basically, Dolores
wanted a strange Frank. And I was like, what does strange Frank mean?
No, basically, Dolores is like, but you know what? Like, here's the news. He's coming back. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, Frank, I said this rules, Frank. And you know what he said to me? He said, I'm grateful for you and your rules. Your rules go. So that's the news. All right. So how are you, everybody?
Yeah. Valerie goes, that's right. So they've both the parents have like recently gone to the doctor and you know, to get some testing done. And Dolores turns to her mom and she's like, so how are you going over there with the cookies for breakfast? What do you have for breakfast? She goes, eggs. Ma, cookies. Cookies in the shape of eggs.
With a chocolate eggs, mom. I started cracking up. And the dad's like, yeah, well, guess what? She's going to the doctor too, your mother.
She goes, yeah, just the regular one you go to every 3 years, Dolores.
And you're good? Did they run a blood test?
Yeah.
What'd they find?
Cookies. Preliminary cookies.
So, they did find, they found an EL fudge in my arteries. You know, what are you going to do? You know?
So then Dolores is like, well, speaking of doctors, I have to tell you, it's hard for me to say it. I feel bad. Look how emotional I'm being. But me and David, we broke up. And the dad goes, oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Why, Dolores?
It's like, you know what? I wasn't seeing him, and I was making all the effort, and so finally, I just stopped going to see him, and guess what? He never came looking for me, okay? I go to vacations by myself. I go to events by myself. Guess who chopped up this alligator-shaped Kelso? Me. By myself.
I do everything by myself. I fall off my staircase by myself, because Frank hasn't put in the railings, but I do it by myself, okay? David's not there to fall off with me, okay? I'm living alone right now.
Well, I feel very, very bad.
Well, I'm not happy. She's like, I'm sorry, Dad, but you know what? David doesn't want to have any life outside of work, and that's it. And he goes, yeah, he's so dedicated.
He's been so good with the family. He's like one of my own. The way he drives in with his motorcycle and parks it right in the living room and then just sort of doesn't say anything for hours on end. God, I love that guy.
They don't come no better.
I love when she said that. They don't come no better. Listen, I had a beautiful life with him when it was good, but it was so few and far between. Like deliveries from my pool in COVID times, okay?
So she's like, well, you know what? Because Dolores goes, I mean, come on. Am I wrong? It's like, I'm getting nothing from this man. I'm giving everything to this man and getting nothing in return. And the parents are like, oh, but he's a doctor.
I know.
So Dolores is finally like, am I wrong here? And she's like,
no, I mean, 5 years, you've got to want to write to something more. I mean, I even see my doctor every 3.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a faster schedule.
And the dad's like, yeah, I mean, you just don't want to be a fixture.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad it's come to this, you know.
Ma, you sad that, you're saying you're sad for me?
No, it's just that he sent me cookies every week. Sad that it had to come to this.
So then we go to Joe Gorga in a tractor. Choo-choo. Yeah. So Melissa shows up and she's like, wow, it's all happening.
You're there. I know. It's like deeply annoying. And here is this very lovely suburban house. Honestly, I'm going to say it. It was like a very cute little ranch house. I thought it was nice. I thought it looked nice on the outside.
It's a shithole. Oh my God. Burn it down. Get a
hammer. No, it needed updating on the inside. The inside needed a gutting. But like, I don't think that house needed to be torn down to be turned into a McMansion. I thought it was cute. I stand by that house. And like to watch them just like destroy it, I was like, they're like, we're going to put in a big white house. It's going to be this giant fake chateau, just like Jennifer's. And it's going to be tacky. It's going to ruin the entire block.
Yes. And probably, yeah. It's a huge piece of land, though. It's like, my God.
Yeah, the land's gorgeous. And they're going to fill it all up with marble columns.
Yeah, so we're getting a look into their newer business for the season, the house flipping thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess it's not new for him, but she's trying to describe what house flipping is to us like we've never heard of it before. She's like, basically what we do is we go look for a house, but like in a great neighborhood, but we look for a house that like, you know, is ready to be torn. I'm like, we know what house flipping is, Melissa.
Yes.
God.
We understand real estate.
She annoys me so much. She makes me so crazy.
Well, you probably were really excited when they were out on the back porch, and then turns out she was standing right under a wasp nest, and they just start swirling around. I was like, Ron, I just like zoomed in and saw your face and all the wasps, like, get her.
I know, even the wasps, God, that's a horrible thing to make my gay tongue try and say. Even the wasps were bored with her. I mean, there's a whole hive right above the door, which she's standing right under, and she starts screaming. She's like, you know, doing the typical Melissa thing, and the wasps don't even bother her. They're like, you're boring.
That tracks. Boring. I can't imagine many wasps really enjoy Melissa Gorga. So so then Melissa's like, so then they run away. And then Melissa's like, you're crazy that you're not going to shut the screen door. You know what's going to happen inside that house? And he's like, hey, let me show you this right here. Let me show you. And then there's like an entire shattered window. And he's like, yeah, I had to break in because you had the keys. So I did this. And he picks up a brick and just like throws it through the glass window and shatters it.
Yeah, it's a sliding glass door, okay? So half of it he broke. And then the other half he breaks again. He's like, and she goes, why would you do that, Joe? He's like, it had to happen anyway, all right? Like, how are you going to take the door out if you don't break the glass? Stupid. You unscrew the fucking door from the inside and you donate it.
Yeah.
Or sell it or do something. You don't know how to fucking take a sliding glass door off the...
That glass door was not formed in that frame. Like, it was installed, so that means it could be uninstalled.
I just, literally an idiot, okay? And this is their business. You know, this is going to go as well as their fucking pasta and pizza place.
Yeah. And so then Melissa's like, hey, that seems kind of fun. I want to throw a brick at glass. So there's a door that has a glass window on it, but it has like some frames. And she throws the brick at the door and it just bounces off the frame. Like, poor Melissa Gorga can't even break a glass window with a brick, which I feel like is like an important part of being in Jersey, is to be able to throw a brick through someone's window.
So Joe is, they sit down to have a talk and Joe's like, this is going to be your future. And she's just looking at him like, I know. He's like, no, not me. The house. She's like, oh yeah, the house is going to be my future.
Yeah. And she's like, she loves all the trees in the backyard. And she's like, I love all these trees. I mean, it's going to be like we're in our own secret temple. I like the idea of this like sad, like algae filled pool and this broken glass and this wasp nest is like her secret temple.
And then Gorga is going through something in the diary room where he's in his like, grow with Gorga mode. He's like, last year we went through a rough patch, all right? He's like, okay, calm down. Who gave Joe the Adderall before we started this? You know, he's like, well, it was a rough patch, but she wanted to move, but I didn't want to move. But you know what? Then I realized, you got to keep it fresh. You got to keep marriage exciting, all right? So I'm taking my time. She's taking her time designing. It'll be like a new chapter in life. You know what? You got to keep them young. You got to keep them on their toes.
It's like a new chapter in life. Like before, I used to have stubble. But now I've got stubble, but I grew it out at the top of my stubble and shaved it. So there's like a line over more stubble hair. Yeah, you got to keep it fresh with the hair.
Go with Gorga. So Melissa's like, what are you going to do about this beehive, Joe? And he's like, well, it's got a hole. Am I right? Hey, my bee.
That's a visual. So then we go over to Jennifer's house where Olivia is making eggs, which I think is the reason why I made eggs this morning, by the way. Because, by the way, Olivia made good eggs. Like, good for you, little girl. She made a good plate of eggs. So she made them, and Gabby is sitting at the table, and Jen, like, they're going to be doing a workout, and she's like, are you ready for your workout, Gabby? And Olivia turns around from, like, the stovetop where she's making the eggs, and, like, this look of betrayal in her eyes, like, wait, workout? And she's like, no, not you. You get to go to the pool. Don't worry.
Good, because eagles don't work out.
Yeah.
So they've decided as a family that they're going to change their diets and exercise more. So they're going to have the kickboxing coach come over. And so now Olivia goes outside to eat. So Jen has a private conversation with Olivia. And she's telling her that her grandmother is going to be so upset because no one in her family knows about the building. And so she's going to have to talk about it with her, and she's gonna be super, super pissed at Margaret. I was like, yeah. At Margaret? I mean, yes. She should be pissed at Margaret. I get it. Margaret brought it into public. I think that that's shitty. You know, I've always thought that that was shitty. But I would hope that she would first cut the balls off of your husband.
Yeah, but Jen says that the problem is that that her mom's mentality is like, well, you know, men will be men, and she's gonna go after the women. Which I'm really glad that Jennifer has broken that cycle. Mm-hmm. That was sarcastic.
Well, so, it's a hard one to break. You know, I'm from a very old school Lebanese family, and that's kind of the same thing. It's like...
No, I mean, it's part of
the husband left. What did you do? Just tell me. Tell me what you did. to make you leave.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. Like when a guy cheats on a woman and the other woman is the one who, quote unquote, stole the man. It's like, no, the guy chose to do this, right? But like we sort of all have that bias in us. That's deep.
I do, yeah. I mean, I do that sometimes still, you know, and then I have to remind myself, well, she wasn't the one married to the guy. But then I'm not really good with like completely taking away culpability, you know, or like completely making someone innocent either, you know. You both.
Yeah, but it's more you're like some a lot of times the guy's role in it gets totally erased and it really just becomes about the woman. And then there's usually like fights between the women and the guy just sits there looking pretty.
Well, as we see later in this episode, kind of when the guys are, we'll get to the tiki moment later. We'll get to the tiki. So right now, let's see. So she's talking about how her mom is really vicious and she's going to want her to get revenge on Marge, you know. And Gabby's like, it was 10 years ago. I mean, that was a long time, you know. And she's like, well, yeah, but I had a long time to be okay with it. But I haven't had time for you guys to be okay with it.
Ding dong! Ding dong!
I know. In the middle of this serious conversation, hi, my name's Nicole. I'm here to teach you about kickboxing. I come from the Kim D School of Boxing. Okay, everyone, who wants to learn? So... So Jennifer just like sends this woman, Nicole, down into the basement because this woman is so Jersey and she goes down to the basement and then Jennifer turns back to Gab and she's like, so anyway, about your father, we're going to go back to the adultery conversation after this lady just walked in.
Yeah, but she's basically just like, we'll work it out. Don't worry. We're going strong, kid. So then Dolores comes and she's like, oh, my God, I'm so excited for this.
Can
first
you see?
Of all, yeah, look at me. Look at my face. I'm so excited for this. You know, first of all, Nicole, hilarious. I mean, we are going to laugh and laugh and laugh. We need it.
I mean, look at me. Look at my face. I can barely contain the laughter on my face. It's very difficult. Can you see my excitement? So they go downstairs, and Nicole's already down there with Gabby. She's like, don't use your arms! Use your body! Okay, one, two, three again! One, two, three again!
She's like, hold on, I need to have my phone by me. Goes to get her phone. And basically, they get through the class. It's typical, like, wacky kickboxing class. And now it's time for a Dolores and Jen talk.
I just want to say, by the way, before the Dolores and Jen chat talk, that they are doing this in the basement. And I don't know if you noticed that two enormous-sized nutcrackers in the background. So, Bethany Frankel, next time you are having an emergency, we know who you should call.
Well, I wouldn't call him if I were you because you're not going to get a thank you card. That's for sure. No one's going to give you any credit for finding those nutcrackers.
That's right. So, now it's time for Dolores and Jen to have a conversation.
So Jen is, you know, obviously shook up. And Dolores is, I don't know that Dolores is the one that I, actually, Dolores is the one that I would call because I like this kind of advice, you know, where someone kind of yells at you when you're sad. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm into that. I like the Dolores touch, but I don't know that everybody really needs this because Dolores is just like, all right, listen, I can't wait to hear your story, but my mom had a stress test on her heart and she had to go for angioplasty. All right, let's go ahead. Go ahead. Cry. Do whatever you're going to do, Jen.
Also, dog has the shits. Okay. So Jen is like,
well, I didn't want to pry because you said you broke up, you and David, so I am a couple, baby.
And she's like, no. You know, I texted him yesterday. I said, it's been really rough. I haven't spoken to you in 2 weeks. And he says, there's nothing left to say. I mean, look, I spoke to him every day for 5 years, and the kids are talking to him. Everyone's talking to him. He went down to the Jersey Shore and hung out with Frank. Everyone's talking except for me. And then Jen, rocket scientist, goes,
so he's just going to hang out with everyone in your family except for you? Maybe he's mad.
Like, you think? You think, Jennifer? You think he might be a little pissed off?
Maybe he didn't want you to break up with him.
And she's like, Jennifer, I had to, Jennifer. She's like, I know.
I mean, listen, I get it, you know, but did you leave your mom at the hospital just to avoid David?
And she's like, I did, but my family's there. They'll text. Plus, I want to see you. What's going on, Jennifer? There's a lot, right?
Yeah, by the way, this is Dolores getting some cred after she was questioned as being a good friend to Jennifer. She's like, I left my mom at the hospital to come listen to you at a kickboxing class, okay? So so basically, Jennifer's like, you know, at the show, I was hoping that me and Melissa could get to a better place, but she always gets a confrontational, baby. And Dolores is like, well, you know what, Jen? You can't fight every battle, and if you can't explain yourself, walk away from it.
And I just love Jen. Jen is such a victim. I'm like, oh, Melissa gets so confrontational. I mean, Melissa did kind of start that, but it ended in a physical altercation with you screaming from behind a bodyguard.
Yeah, with Jennifer grabbing Melissa's arm.
Right, for a solid 20 minutes. So she's like, oh, she's so confrontational. So she's like, you know, I mean, like, come on, Dolores, we both acknowledge that sometimes we lose a temper and I get in defense mode, but things are piling up. I've got kids during COVID. I don't got a housekeeper. And now, thanks to Margaret, I got this affair come up and I got to tell my kids.
Dolores goes, so you never told your sister, right? You never told your parents. Did you ever tell those nutcrackers that are staring at me? I'm going to fucking knock their heads off right now. They're creeping me out, Jennifer.
She says, no, you know, she hasn't told anybody. And Dolores just goes, Jennifer's crying. She's like, I can't believe my kids are going to have to live through this. And Dolores goes, I'll get you a napkin, Jennifer.
And Jennifer goes, you know, like, I just, you know, none of you guys know what it's like to go through this, okay? Because you don't know until you've gone through it. And Dolores is like, Jennifer, I know exactly what this feels like. I was 9 months pregnant with a child the same time when Frank cheated on me. I know exactly what you're going through, okay?
And she kind of yells at her. This is the part where she's like, Jennifer, you know I know. I was like, damn, Dolores.
Yeah.
So she was, Jen's like, you know, but then the girls gank up on me the other night. And they have the audacity to say how much they love Bill. Oh, we love Bill, but it's his bitch wife that we can't fucking stand. And listen here, Bill was a fucking pussy. There, I said it. He didn't say one word on that.
Are you mad at Bill? Are you mad? Show me on the Nutcracker where Bill hurt you. So then Jennifer's like,
yeah, I'm fucking mad at Bill, baby. I would have liked something for 10 years. I've been putting this man on a pedestal that I bought from China. I got a hand picked out. And if I saw him, if I saw people ganging up on him, I'd be like, with all due respect, if you disrespect my wife, you disrespect me, baby.
You know, I think Jen has a very solid point. I think Bill is completely wrong in this, you know? I mean, what the fuck? At least, I get it if you're going to say, like, I don't want to get in the ladies fighting. You know, okay, I get that. But Joe, you couldn't even say anything to Joe, who's, like, starting shit with your wife and yelling at her across the yard? Like, that's not...
You could have said, like, something like, hey, let's like simmer down here, okay? Because this is still my wife. Like, we're cool, but that's my wife. So let's just like chill out. Let's let the women handle it if you're going to have that kind of vibe, right? But Bill literally, he skedaddled on out to the side and he had his little plate and he was just eating. He was just eating snacks. It was not a great moment for him.
Nope. So Jen's like, well, I'm at the point where I'm numb now. You know, I dealt with this the only way I knew how. And if I decide to forgive him, she goes, you have to move on and never talk about it again. Even though I've just had 10 monologues in the same episode about what a piece of shit Frank was.
Okay. And because she's like, You know, maybe these things that happen with the girls hurt you a little bit more because you already have hurt there, okay? Hurt people hurt.
Pizza bagels!
No, but like, maybe.
Yeah, she's like, well, I don't know how to deal with that. And I already decided to move on. Is it okay for me not to be okay now? And Dolores is like, can't say. But your husband is a reasonable man. How is he doing? I love Bill. I love Bill, you know?
But then, so then Dolores finally gets a call from her brother, and it turns out that their mom, Valerie, has a 90% blockage and is going to have to get a triple bypass. So Dolores has to go off to the hospital. It's very scary stuff. So she heads off.
Yeah, I love Val. I hope she's okay. I want to point out this has nothing to do with the Val thing, but this is so Dolores. You know, I mean, I still believe 100% with really no evidence except that Dolores said that she worked for Bill in her first season, and Bill later said how great she was to work with, that of course Dolores knew this gossip and told Margaret, and that's where they got it. I still believe it. And because Dolores just has such a weird energy with Jen. She's just looking at her like, And I just hope it comes out that this was all Dolores in the end.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because guess what? The word is all out in Tenafly. Okay, if you go anywhere in Tenafly, people are talking about it. So I don't know if it's Dolores or it's just anyone in Tenafly. So now it's time. It's going to be bro night. Wolfpack. Wolfpack is going to unite at a restaurant. So everyone's getting ready. So we just hear Margaret go, Joe, what are you doing? Okay, you got to get ready for your boys' night. Okay, I already pulled a shirt for you. And guess what the shirt was that Margaret pulled? The old classic seafoam polo shirt. Ralph Lauren polo shirt.
Yeah, she throws it on she lays it on the bed. And he's like, I'm wearing that. She's, you know, it's the one I hate the color. We don't have to match tonight. So congratulations. All right, you get to wear it again. And the dog just curls up on it right on the bed.
And then Tiki is like trying to decide between the different shoes. He's like, I don't know which one to wear. The cool hip ones or like the other ones. And Tracy's like, we have the cool hip ones. I like that when you look younger than your age. Tiki, you don't have to iron your sneakers. Tiki, come on.
So then Tree and Louie are in the closet. And she's like, are you excited for my mom? And he's like, yeah, you know, usually I don't drink tequila or whatever. And I know he's going to make me drink some tequila. And she's like, don't drink it, all right? Just pretend and just spit it out, all right?
It's like Louie's first day of school. Oh, gee, I hope I don't get beat up in my locker. So
a bad thing to be worried about.
Yeah, especially this group.
This crew, yeah.
So we go to Melissa's house, and so they're getting ready, and Gorga's like, hey, so Joe B started like a group text and everything about tonight and saying like, hey, Bill, hope you come. How's it going, Bill? And so I just wrote, fuck you, Bill.
She's like, what do you mean, fuck you, Bill? Why would you do that?
She's like, were you being serious or funny? And he goes, a little bit bold.
And this is another scene where Melissa's trying to come up with a nickname. That's where I think Fresh Wolf. God, it's not ever going to come out right. Okay, the Wolf Pack. I think it came out of this because in the party scene, Melissa's like, look at you guys all hanging out over there, but boy gang, you little gang boys, you little boy gangers, you little boy boys, gang boys. And now in this scene, she's like, keep going out with the boys, the gang of boys. The boy gangers.
He's finally little like, boy gang.
Yeah. He's like, it's Wolfpack, all right?
God. You going out with Tidy Whitey, little boy gang tonight, huh? Little dweeb, little boy gang tonight?
So back with Tree and Louie. Louie's like, yeah, the guys were texting Bill, and then Joe said, fuck you, Bill. And she goes, And did Bill respond after that?
And he's like, no. Like, and she's like, well, why would he do that? I mean, especially after what happened at Bill's house. Like, hey, I got to stay out of that because I don't want my brother or Melissa to think I'm taking Jen's side. So I'm not going to say anything, okay?
So then Jen and Bill are sitting on one of those little couch things you have in front of the bed. Yeah. And I don't know why I just thought it was fun. I've just never seen anybody sit there and have a conversation. But Bill's like, he's like leaning back on the, And she's like, well, you know what, Bill? Someone's saying, fuck you, Bill. That's inappropriate. Highly inappropriate, Bill. You know? And he's like, well, obviously, Joe Gorga's bringing girls drama to boys' night.
And she's like, well, if he's going to start with you tonight, you don't have to put up with anything. He's like, no, the last thing I want to do is put up or shut up. So then Jackie is, she's riling up Evan. And she's like, so how do you feel about seeing Bill tonight after Jennifer sat there, no remorse for digging up rumors about you? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? He's like, well, you know, what she did was terrible, but I don't hold Bill responsible for Jen's actions.
And she's like, yeah, well, I hope he can at least admit that his wife did something terrible. That's what I hope is going to happen tonight. So then we go to Ventanas, which I think is funny because that's windows. It's like a big, heavy window, you know? We saw broken
I was about to say, look out for bricks.
Yeah.
Look out for bricks flying through the restaurant.
And this scene is kind of a brick through a window kind of a moment, you know?
Yeah.
Joe's throwing it, and Bill's window is about to get broken. Okay. Yeah. So Bonino comes in first, and he's like, hi, the reservation's under Frank. And the hostess is like, could you be more specific? Like, the Italian one, Frank. She's like, could you be more specific than that? He works out too much. It looks like he gets too much sun. I'm going to need you to be more specific.
It might be under Joe. It might be under Joe. Does that help?
No.
Joe B? Joe P? Joe G? How about Kim? How about Kim? I got it. There's a G and a D. Is there any other...
So Frank arrives and he's like, I need a drink. It's been a long day. All right, green apple martini.
And I'm like, Dopey, I'm going to come sit right next to you. Joe, where are you? Where are you? I'm right here. Oh, God. Yeah, sure. I'm going to come sit next to you. It's okay. So they're sitting there. And then Joe Gorga, they're talking about, like, what's it going to be like tonight? And then Joe Gorga walks in. So Frank does a speak of the devil. So then Joe B is like, well, I guess it's my turn to do this. There he is. He does like a little Joe B. There he is. And Gorga does the ritual, the new ritual that I think you picked up on, Ronnie. That when someone says, there he is to you, you respond by saying, my man, my man.
My man. So, of course, Frank's like, oh, what are you going to make fun of my drink? I mean, I see you looking at it. Just go ahead. Make fun of it. Do whatever you got to do. All right. He's like, I mean, come on, man. That drink's embarrassing. Green apple martini. Come on. And he's like, it would be embarrassing if a 22-inch arm wasn't holding it. Okay.
And another 22-inch arm wasn't jerking itself off. Am I right, guys? Am I right? So then Tiki comes in. He comes in ambling, you know, ambling in and everything. And they're, like, making small talk about, like, you know, when he played and everything. They're like, hey, Tiki, how old are you, Tiki? He goes, I'm 46. And Gorga goes, I'm 46.
Yeah, Joe.
Like, deep revelations happening.
Yeah, Joe really wants to be his best friend so bad. So Gorga tells the waitress, he's like, bring this guy a vodka. I can't just looking at that drink. I mean, that drink's embarrassing. All right. And Tiki's like, I mean, come on, man, you can crush apples with your biceps and you're having an apple martini.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Hey, Diana. Hey, waitress, Diana, if I say to you, would you come home with me tonight? What would you say? She's like, I would say I'd have a conversation. Yeah, Diana. Diana. Let me say, ask you this. If I said you can come home with me tonight, but there's no railings, would you still come home with me, huh? Huh?
I'd still have the conversation. It might be with a broken neck after.
Might be with my insurance agent first, but yeah.
So Evan comes and he orders a Tito's Club soda, and Gorga goes, that's a man. That's a man right there.
Evan also gets a much bigger there he is, because he shows up. He like does the thing where he sneaks up from behind, and then he like does like a sort of like a shoulder hug between two of the guys, like with like Tiki and Joe, like a surprise, I'm here. So like they sort of like instinctively like give like a there he is. So they're all like really excited right now. Like the energy is really good. The vibe is really good.
Tiki has obviously been instructed as well tonight, because he is ready to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Tiki, it's like, Tiki, we've heard nothing from you. And now all of a sudden, just like Tracy in the last episode, you're going to just start the stirring. Right. So he's like, so you guys see that new allegation? And Benino, I always write Ben, so I don't get him confused.
No, I was probably there. I was like, oh, tell me more, Tiki.
Benino's like, yeah, Louis supposedly smacked around his girlfriend in front of his kids. Shrug. And Gorga's like, huh? Who's saying this, huh? Who is he? Where is he? Point me at him. No, don't point me. Maybe, like, guide me toward him. You know, push me at him.
And Frank goes, Anon, okay? And Gorga's like, hey, you know, I like him, but and they're all like, yeah, it's a big allegation. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty big allegation. Like the stain on Frank's shirt, eh, everyone?
And Gorga has a very good point here. He's like, you know what? There's just so many allegations out there. And at what point, you know, like, what if all these rumors are true and I give him the benefit of the doubt? Then what happens then? And he's right. He's caught between a rock and a tree place, right? Because if he says something now, he's being disloyal by not sticking up for Tree's boyfriend. But then if Tree's boyfriend turns out to be a fucking monster, he didn't stand up for Tree by warning her not to be with that guy. So
right. Yeah, but he can, you know, I think it's up. I think he should ask Louis, like, what's the deal with these rumors? I think that, like, he's obligated to do that. So,
well, except that he knows that Louis's just going to lie, because
yeah,
100% of the experience with Louis has been Louis just blatantly lying. So
that's true, too. So, yeah, and they all say that. They say that Teresa's, like, in La La Land and everything. And, you know, they're like, have you talked? Like, are you going to talk? What are you going to talk to him or something like that? And they're basically like kind of like egging him on to confront Louis about it tonight at the dinner.
Right. Well, Tiki is like, did you talk to your sister about this stuff? And he goes, how am I going to talk to my sister? And he's like, you're not children. Like, you go to her and you talk to her about it. It's like, well, that logic's not going to work with this family, sir.
Okay, have you tried wearing two watches? Try wearing two watches and see if that helps.
He's like, double the activity rings. I mean, listen, can heal any relationship.
So, Gorga, so then they start talking about Bill. And Tiki's like, hey, why were you so harsh, bro? And Gorga's like, well, you know, I want an apology from Bill. You know, I feel like I deserve an apology. And it's like crosscut with like Bill arriving at the valet, like, hey, boys, guess who's coming into town? Dr. Bill.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, you know what? Like, he should have come up to me, because if I'd have been thrown out, like if you were thrown out, but then if you got thrown out, but then what would I? You know what? He just should have. He should have just like brought you in. I mean, he can't even get it out. Listen, you were wrong, okay? He should have punched you in your fucking stupid blank face and thrown your tiny ass into the ocean, okay? That's what he should have done. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you think you're standing in this argument, but I can't wait.
But Bill is very, we know Bill is very nervous because he messes up like the classic mating call of the wolf pack, because he goes, there you go, there you go. I'm like, oh, Bill, you did it wrong. This is not going to work out well.
So then Tiki is like, oh, yeah. Gorga says, yeah. And I said, fuck you. Do you like that? And Tiki goes, oh, my God, you were being serious when you said fuck you in that text. What the hell? And Evan's like, I agreed with that. I agreed with that, bro. And Tiki goes, yeah, when men go through what he's going through, other men need to have his back. Spoken like a man who cheated on his wife the whole time she was pregnant.
That's like, exactly. Wow, we got a real track record here on this show, huh?
Yeah.
So Bill is like, fellas, am I the last one again? I hate to be the last one in. Am I invited to this? I don't know. And he's like trying to be all bro-y, but kind of like missing the mark. Because the waitress is like, do you want something to drink? He goes, ice water, baby.
I love like, that. And they keep saying like, are you good? And he goes, I don't know. You tell me. Am I good? You want to sit down?
I don't know. Do I? I might be good, but I'm feeling a little naughty, guys. Let's get this Wolfpack meeting on.
So Tiki's like, I've got a question. Did you think Joe was joking when he said fuck you on text? And Bill's like, well, was he joking? I'm not sure. How about that? I thought we were cool, but at a night like that, a lot changes. You know, you start questioning everything. Man. Jennifer and Melissa had a little thing going on, and it's been going on for a little while, am I right? But I don't throw fire on the gasoline. Listen, I don't get involved in women's drama. She gets dramatic, I dive into bush.
I'm not that into fire on gasoline. I'm more into hot melted wax, if you know what I'm saying. Man. So
that's Gorga's hot. I'm hot. I'm jerking off right now. I'm jerking off.
Oh, yeah, Wolfpack, yeah. So Gorga's like, your wife is out of control. She does a lot of things, bro. I mean, Jen got dirty and disgusting. I think she crossed the line. And Bill's like, well, you don't think Marge crossed the line? I mean, digging for my secret? I mean, Jen never went digging for anyone, quote, unquote, dirt. No one's dirt. So then Evan's like, yeah, she did. He's like, she dug on me. And he's like, well, people can be nosy, but I'm not a nosy person.
He's like, well, I disagree. And he goes, no, no, she did. She did. And then we see a clip of Frank going, she called me like I got pictures. Like, I don't even believe Evan did it. Like, I got pictures. So then we cut back, and Bill's like, well, listen, people can be nosy. And Evan says, yeah, but this isn't just being nosy. She's, like, trying to dig up dirt to hurt individual people. That's not a good person. And he goes, Evan, well, what the fuck is that? Now you're gonna say to somebody that their wife isn't a good person? What the fuck is happening with the men on this
show? Well, I was going to say, I was not expecting that Evan was going to be the one dropping the hammer in this fight. Like, he was the one, like, just like, go fuck yourself, right? Because Bill's like, well, if you think that way, then I don't think we can see eye to eye, but maybe we can see other body part to other body part, if you know what I'm saying.
Maybe we can see one-eyed monster to one-eyed monster. Sword fight? Sword fight, anyone?
Man.
And Evan's like, well, if you can explain to me how that's a good person, go ahead. And, wow, you can't do that.
So. Yeah. Bill's like, I'm done. Yeah, Bill's like, I'm done. So Bill walks away, and Evan's like, yeah, okay, see ya, go bye, get lost, bye. And Gorga goes, Bill, why would you leave? Why? Because you guys are all coming for him all at once and dissing his wife.
I was surprised by that.
I know.
Yeah, Wolfpack. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, especially here on Crappens On Demand. Don't forget to go get your live tickets for next week's shows. Gonna start traveling again, okay? We are going to, should I read these cities again just real quick?
Why not?
Just to hear them. Philadelphia, we are going to be doing Jersey. Washington, D.C., we're doing OC. And in Pittsburgh, we're doing a classic episode of either OC or Jersey. Go vote on Instagram and we will decide in the next couple of days. And then we'll see you soon. Denver, San Fran, Detroit, Columbus, Cleveland, Austin, Houston, and Dallas. Love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas.
She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin. Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cisa DeSisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell. where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.